Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the social program on Radio Islam International on this lovely Thursday morning. This week on the program, Maulana Ibrahim Bam will be joining us. The topic that we look at, we are discussing the book 30 Ways to Happiness, chapter 8 or point number 8, Sharing in the Joy of Others. A few weeks back, we discussed the chapter on the joy of helping other people, that one of the great joys of life is when you are able to help and assist another person. And today we're speaking about sharing in the joy of other people. We need to build that quality of sharing in the joy of others. That when someone accomplishes something, when they do something that is good, we are there to celebrate with them and also be happy for their achievement. Let's take an ad break. When we come back, we're joined by Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Maulana Ibrahim Bam joins us on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
How is Maulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has been kind, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues his favors upon us.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We continue with the book 30 Ways to Happiness. We finished 7 chapters. The last program, we discussed the joy of helping other people, that the joy a person gets when you help other people, when you assist other people, and the importance of that. And today we continue with chapter 8, titled Sharing in the Joy of Others.
Yes, Maulana, what an important subject and what an important point in terms of the reality of sharing in the joy of others. And it is such an important deed. Firstly, I spoke a little bit about this recently in a Jummah talk, and I even heard one or two ulama on this topic. In particular, Maulana Suleiman Mullah has got a talk on this, and he has focused on this. And one of the things that you hear and you read and you learn, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ahabbul amali," the most beloved deed in the eyes of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, in the eyes of Allah, "Sururun turkhiluhu ala Muslim," is the happiness that you get and the happiness that you give to another Muslim. And really, Maulana, this is such an amazing thing, that if you were to ask people about beloved deeds in the eyes of Almighty Allah, very seldom I would say that this would feature as a beloved deed in the eyes of Almighty Allah. And the reason for saying this is that people normally would associate a beloved deed in the form of ibadat, zikr. Very few will say that the most beloved deed in the eyes of Almighty Allah, or at least amongst the most beloved deeds in the eyes of Almighty Allah, would be giving a Muslim happiness. And the reason is because we don't associate that with a good deed. But yet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is amongst the most beloved deeds in the eyes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. It is such an important point. Yesterday, Maulana Suleiman Mullah made a small clip. And in that clip, he made mention with regard to this, that he said that one of the greatest ways of joys is to give another person happiness. And one of the greatest aspects of depression is to expect happiness from other people. Yes, in a way, it's quite the same, but that is the reality. One of the most beloved deeds of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most beloved deeds and the most amazing way of giving happiness and getting happiness is to give joy and happiness and spread happiness. And the other way of greatest form of depression, in a way, it is quite an irony that one of the greatest forms of depression is to expect other people to make you happy. But yes, this is the reality, Maulana. To give other people happiness is such an amazing good deed, and it is such an amazing way of giving you happiness that perhaps it is incalculable, and we don't understand the benefits of doing so and what an important aspect it can play in our lives.
Why, in terms of interaction from the listeners, we always love to hear from them on the program, what type of interaction?
Maulana, from that, you could clearly deduce that the type of interaction we are looking at is how do you feel this inferred in terms of a good deed to give people happiness? How do you feel in terms of sharing the joy of others? And how have you perhaps in your interaction with people been able to share the joy of other people?
So let us know on 072-786-1548. That is the WhatsApp number, the in-studio WhatsApp number. You can give us a call as well on 011-854-1548. You could tweet us as well at Radio Islam or at Maulana Ibrahim Bam, at Ibrahim Bam. That's Maulana's Twitter handle as well. Whichever way, we always love to hear from you on this program. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, Maulana, one of the other aspects that is quite an important point is how do we, you see, this one point is this, that people today, many a times there are people who are generous with wealth, but they are not generous in spirit. So in this particular regard, you will find sometimes that people can share the pain of others, but they can't seem to share the joy of others. So you see, sometimes there is an aspect of you can share the pain of others. So someone is going through a difficulty, you can share that. But you can't seem to share the joy of others. And you find that this, sometimes it is manifested in this way, and the way it has been put in Urdu, aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi, dusro ki sukh se dukhi hai. People today are not pain because of their own pain. They are in pain because of the joy and the comfort of others. They can't see it. So sometimes it happens that a person is generous in money. He can give money to people. You know, I can give charity. But he's not generous in spirit. He cannot share the joy of other people. So he can share the money, but he can't share the joy of other people. And this is a reality, Maulana. People find it very difficult to share the joy of other people. And it is something that is quite amazing, but that is the reality with regard to how do we share the joy of others, because the joy we get helping others and the sharing the joy of others, the pleasure of that and the benefit of that is incalculable, as I've made mention.
That is unfortunately the reality, that we are unable to be, we are unable to share in the joy of other people. And at times as well, it's like we feel upset, or it causes us some sort of uneasiness. We feel uncomfortable when we see someone achieving something, or when someone is going through a good period in their life.
We're supposed to be happy with other people's happiness. And the way Mufti Saab has started off this chapter, until you are able to share in the joy of others, you will never be able to live a completely happy and fulfilling life. Sharing in the joys of others is part of a good Islamic way of life. We don't share the joy. We actually sometimes give people more taklif. Until you cannot share the joy of others, we are far from Iman. In this lecture that I was hearing of Maulana Suleiman Mulla Saab, he said, he quotes a statement of Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala saying, when you see your brother in difficulty, don't rejoice. And Abdullah Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, when you see your brother in difficulty, don't rejoice. Sometimes you get people who actually rejoice at the difficulty of others. They feel that, I don't know how they feel it is a good deed. And he said, Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala said, do not help shaitan get the upper hand over him. We sahaba, he makes mention, we were very cautious in judging other people till we were sure about our own end. Today you find this whole particular situation that has arisen in our community, where you get young people who have become so extreme that they take pleasure in taking people out of the fold of Islam and putting them in Jahannam and labeling them. And Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Maulana, really Allah Ta'ala's fazl, a baddu came to, I think it is Abdullah ibn Abbas, and he asked him, who's going to judge, and who's going to judge on the day of Qiyamah? So he said, Allah. And he said, Subhanallah. Then I'm successful. Allah didn't leave Jannah in the hands of people. Because if Allah had left Jannah in the hands of some people in our community, then perhaps 90% of our community would have gone into hell.
Mm.
They can't see it. Even for Allah Ta'ala to put someone in Jannah, they find it difficult. I don't know what difficulty they get if Allah Ta'ala were to put some people in Jannah and forgive them. They can't see it. They feel they must be the ones who must make the judgment. And Allah Ta'ala's fazl and grace, Allah didn't keep it in the hands of such people. Otherwise, very few people would have gone into Jannah. Only perhaps maybe the small circle of friends. But this is the reality that we need to share the joy of others. We need to be happy. In this particular regard, there's such an amazing statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I heard it in this bayan, which I'm making mention, and also I recall reading it once in Hayatul Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a genuine and abiding concern for people. And he used to say, Allah has blessed me with three qualities. Man, this is really worthwhile to see what qualities Allah had blessed him with. He said, when I see and I read a beautiful verse or hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I become so excited that I want everyone to know what I know, to share what I have. So when I read this beautiful ayat and I see this beautiful verse, and I said, Ya Allah, I hope I can share this with people. I hope I can share this with people. I get so elated and I get so excited and I get so happy that I want to share it with the entire ummah. The second thing is, when I hear of a ruler who deals equitably and rule justly over people, I become so happy that I make dua for him, even if I'm not directly benefiting from his justice. And I'm not directly benefiting from his beneficence and his mercy and his kindness and his compassion. He is doing good to someone. He is kind. He is compassionate. He's a good ruler. He's looking after the poor. You see, I get so happy even if I cannot, be in a situation of benefiting from his justice. But when I hear of a ruler that he is, ruling with justice, ruling with kindness, ruling with compassion, I get happy. Subhanallah. Will we be the same? And the third thing here I make mention, when I hear that rains have fallen on the land and people have benefited from the rain, I feel so happy even if I don't benefit directly from the rain. Now, wallahi al-azim, I don't know if anything can explain this beautiful type of scenario, the way this feeling of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he has outlined, can, manifest and, give us this explanation. That I become happy with three things. When I see a beautiful Quranic ayat and hadith, I wish that everyone can benefit from it the way I have benefited. When I hear about someone ruling with justice, I become happy even if I have not been able to benefit directly from that rule. And thirdly, whenever Allah Ta'ala sends beneficial rain somewhere and it enlivens the earth after it was dead and it was in a drought-stricken type of situation, I become happy even if I have not been able to benefit directly from that rain. That is the way a Muslim is in sharing the joy of other people.
But even if the person is not directly benefiting, even if it doesn't help you or assist you in any way, just to see a Muslim person going through a good patch, being happy, that's supposed to bring joy to us as well. And we should congratulate them. We should be happy for them. And sincerely, we should be happy for them. Not that on face value we say, okay, you know what, we're happy for you. But behind their backs, we would be saying they don't really deserve it or this, and we make this excuse and that excuse. But rather to be truly happy for other people, Maulana.
Yes, definitely. There is no doubt whatsoever. And we must be able to feel completely happy with regard to this. And inshallah, we will make mention of it after the break. But it is something, a very, very amazing situation. If I'm unable to feel happy that my brother's son became a doctor because my own did not complete his studies, if I cannot feel happy that my neighbor has renovated his home or purchased a new car, because I've been aspiring for such a thing for such a long time. I'm not happy that a newcomer to the community is doing well in his business. And then sometimes we become cynical. Ya Allah, why should we become cynical? It defies common sense, and it defies iman, and it defies the attributes of iman. Then there's something seriously wrong with our iman.
It's just close to 9:30. Let's take an ad break, followed by the half-hourly headlines. On the other side of that, we will continue with this discussion. We are discussing topic or chapter 8 from the book 30 Ways to Happiness. The title or the chapter, sharing in the joy of others. You can interact with us. You can drop us a message on 072-786-1548. Our lines are also open. Engineer is standing by to take your calls. The number to dial is 11-854-1548. The social program on Radio Islam International. And this morning we're speaking about sharing in the joy of others. What is it? From the book 30 Ways to Happiness by Mufti Yusuf Musaji. A message that has come through from the listeners. It's saying that a very pertinent topic. They go on to say that I realized late in life that one can never please everyone, especially when it comes to family. But I also realized that you receive the most rewarding of du'as, love and barakah, by helping and assisting others in need. And we should do so. Or they say, I love them for the pleasure of Allah. We do it for the pleasure of Allah. Because then you don't expect anything in return. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, I think that's very interesting. And as I made mention before, that to one of the ways of getting happiness and joy is that you give happiness to others. And one of the ways of depression is we expect happiness from others. So you just carry on doing good and sharing happiness and joy amongst people. You will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. You see, happiness and our heart is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can then take this, that Allah ta'ala is the one who grants happiness, and he's the one who brings sadness. Allah is the one who makes people smile, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who causes tears. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give us happiness. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day when he was smiling, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed by and said, Adhaqallahu sinnaka ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, may Allah ta'ala always keep you smiling. And we make dua that those who are happy, Allah ta'ala always keep them smiling. It's not a very easy type of task, but we hope that people can get that.
Continue to send through your messages on 072-786-1548. You can give us a call as well on 11-854-1548. Maya, you can continue.
Maya, then Mufti Sahib gives us example of Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. And we all aware that Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was a companion who stayed away from the expedition of Tabuk without a valid excuse. Now, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back, and because this was a requirement for people to take part in the Battle of Tabuk, he said that the munafiqeen and those who were hypocrites, they came and they gave all false justification and false excuses. And because they were not, munafiqs, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not pay much attention to their excuses. But there were certain, sincere sahaba, and Ka'b bin Malik was one amongst them. And he said that there was nothing that prevented me. I was saying that I have a fast camel. I will catch up with Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I had one or two errands. I had one or two things to do. And as the days went, I didn't go. And then I felt that it's too late for me to go. And then I heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back, I went in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who questioned me. He said, weren't you ready? Didn't you say that your camel is ready? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, I could have told you many things, but the reality is that because of my weakness, I didn't do so. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, thanks that to Allah that we have spoken the truth. We will wait for Allah Ta'ala's judgment. And Allah Ta'ala, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba to boycott him for several days. I think it was 40 to 50 days. And he narrated his own story that he would go to the masjid and marketplace and he would greet people. And they would be absolutely silent. They wouldn't respond to his greeting because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had instructed them not to do so. Now, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to set a standard, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to have social cohesion, that people, when there is a call from the leader, everyone follows that. So Ka'b continued to turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness. He repented and surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a period of 40 days had passed, he was forgiven by Allah. And the Sahaba narrated that they had performed Fajr Salat in Masjid Nabawi. When the announcement was made that Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu's repentance was accepted. Now those who were in the Masjid were so desirous of getting the message to him.
Allah.
At first, the very same Sahaba who did not make him salam because of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's instruction, now all of them are desirous that they must be the first one to go and give him the news. One Sahabi darted out, mounting his horse and galloped off in the direction of Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, who used to stay some distance away from Masjid Nabawi. Another Sahabi thought by the time that Sahabi reaches the home of Ka'b, it will be too long. So he ran to the closest hill, overlooking the house of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and he had a loud voice. And he shouted, "O Ka'b, glad tidings, Allah has accepted your repentance." So Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala said, "The voice of the one who announced it from the hill reached me first." He said, "I immediately left everything and I hastened towards the masjid. And when I came into the masjid, I saw that, you know, there were certain type of people who, and the Sahaba, some of them in particular, who ran up to me. And in Fazail Amal, if I can remember correctly, it was Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that, you know, Ka'b says that when I got into the masjid, he ran and he gave me such a warm embrace. And he was so happy for me and he congratulated me. He said, even years after that, I would still remember the embrace of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he used to reflect upon this incident, he would say, I can remember every person who greeted me and embraced me on that day. All had shared his happiness and joy. Why are we unable to share in the happiness and joy of those who are around us? Ya Allah, if some good come upon them, someone praises them, someone speaks highly about them, some good fortune comes upon them, they are blessed with a child, or they are blessed with a grandchild, or they have been promoted. Do you feel the happiness, or do you feel a pang of jealousy? If you are feeling a pang of jealousy, you have to seriously question your iman and question your good attributes and your good akhlaq.
We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller on line one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Marana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Marana, yeah, I don't see anything wrong being happy for others. But being happy for others, we make Allah happy. You know, everything we do is for the pleasure of Allah. I mean, what are we going to take with us in a cover? We're not going to take anything. We're only going to take our good deeds. So, we must always be good, be happy for others. What they got, house, car, what they have, we must be happy for everything. Yeah.
Exactly. What would be the reason people don't show that happiness?
It's because of hasad and jealousy. This is a very bad thing. Many other things also, but rather they must just be happy. And many things like, remember, as Muslims we are taught in Islam to be good, to be good to everyone, to be kind, to be helpful, to be happy for others. Not to look down to people. You know, every action of ours must be good. Our character as Muslims must always be good. We must show a good example as Muslims towards everyone.
Okay. Jazakallah so much for that. We really appreciate that contribution.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continue to send through messages if you'd like to call us as well. We are speaking about sharing in the joys, sharing in the joy of others. And you can let us know on this topic, or even what is it that prevents people from sharing the joys of others. You can drop us a message or give us a call. Why, you can continue.
Yes, Morana, I'm just trying to think that what would be, Morana, from your side also, what would be the thing that, what would prevent people from sharing the happiness? Why would people not share the happiness and joy? Mm. It's something that, you know, doesn't make sense, but that is a reality. So Allah knows best with regard to why people cannot share the joy of others. You reap what you sow. So when you share the joy of others, you multiply your own happiness. And when you become happy at the happiness of others, other people will become happy when you have a certain share of happiness. And Allah Ta'ala will make you happy because you have made other people happy. Wallahi fi auni al-abd, Allah Ta'ala is in the helping of people when they are busy helping others. When you share the joy of others, it makes an indelible mark. People respond positively to you when they sense you are truly happy for them. I mean, they feel so happy with regard to it. And you can see that particular type of happiness that flows from people, and you feel happy. And you feel when someone, I know that, for example, when people get married after the nikah, a lot of people who sort of give the embrace to the person. I don't know whether congratulating him or commiserating with him. I'm not sure with regard to that. But it's good to be happy with others. You reap what you sow. So when you share the joy of others, you multiply your own happiness.
Mm. Well, I see in the book as well, Mufti Yusuf Musaji has mentioned that our own insecurities, our own unaccomplished goals or unfulfilled aspirations, this has robbed us of sharing the joy of other people, the people around us, and that is the main issue, that it's our own unfulfilled aspirations or goals and jealousy perhaps that prevents us from sharing the joys of other people.
Yes, that is also why, and that's a question I ask, why can't you share the joy of others? So sometimes it could be our own insecurities. Our unaccomplished goals and unfulfilled aspirations have robbed us of sharing in the joy of those around us. At the core of this is plain envy and jealousy. Why can't you share that if someone Allah Ta'ala has given them? By all means, you're supposed to be happy with it. You're not supposed to be shared by that. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala knows why. Why do people have this whole particular situation? Allah knows. But it is the lack of generosity of spirit that people can't share the joy of other people.
Yeah, so we need to work on that as well. We need to master generating genuine happiness for other people. It will bring us happiness as well, and it will prevent us from feeling upset and depressed and so on. When you keep on looking at other people and feeling sad for their happiness, it's just going to hurt you in the long run as well, Maulana.
Yes, it's amazing that how, you know, it's amazing. And today is amazing that people today, they will feel and they will give judgment on other people rather than trying to understand or rather trying to become happy by the happiness of people. You know, as I said, I really benefited. I gave a Jummah talk on this 2-3 weeks back. If I'm not mistaken, Mona, did you play the Jummah talk last week?
Yes,
so Mona Sunan Mullah's bayan on this, he said that today is amazing. In the Nasa Khafullah, he quotes the statement of Ribi ibn Khufayn, who said, in the Nasa Khafullah fi dhunubi al-ibad, wa lam yakhafullah fi dhunubi anfusihim. People fear Allah with regard to the sins of others. They don't fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to their own sins. So they will say, this person, he's going to Jahannam. So he don't need to realize he made such a great guna. So they're fearing Allah with regard to the sins of others, but they don't fear Allah with regard to their own sins. So really it is something that our own insecurities, unaccomplished goals and unfulfilled aspirations rob us of sharing in the joy of other people. We need to move towards developing and uplifting and embracing this position, how we handle other people's success, especially when things may not be going as well for ourselves, is an indicator of our maturity, our belief in ourselves, and part of the akhlaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from believers. Mm. Can you imagine? You are aspiring to open up a business. It doesn't work out. And someone opens up a business. how do you start feeling? Do you feel sad? Do you feel jealous? Or do you feel happy?
Right.
Sometimes it might happen that you want your child to achieve success. For some reason, he cannot achieve the success you are aspiring and what you want from him. And you hear another person's son or another person's child has achieved that particular success, which has eluded your child for whatever reason. And now you have that unaccomplished goal, unfulfilled aspiration. It is coming through with someone else. How do you feel with regard to it? If you master generating genuine happiness for other people, not only will you find a cure for envy and jealousy, but other people's success will ignite hope for the arrival of your own success.
No.
So when you show happiness for other people, not only will be a cure for envy and jealousy, but inshallah, it will become a means of the arrival of your own success.
Ma, we do have another caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum
salam.
Hello?
Your sister, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Okay, the question is, why aren't people happy for other people?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that?
The chapter that we are doing is sharing in the joy of others. And instead of sharing the joy, we find that people cannot be happy with the joy of others. And what is the reason for that?
Yes. Okay. Am I on air?
Yes,
you're live on air.
Okay. You know, it's so simple. I've always pondered over this, right? But if you look at it, it is so simple. I think it's because most of us forget or maybe not aware of our purpose in this world, why we are created and with what qualities we are created. You know, the only thing Allah Ta'ala says at the beginning is we are created to worship Allah. Secondly, we must be at peace within ourselves and all Allah's creation, right? So it all boils down to our heart and soul. We need to work on this. Because if we are happy for other people, that on its own is wealth. It is absolute wealth because you are content with what you have and you are happy for for other people.
Yes.
That is why they say it takes a village to raise a child. Means all adults previously used to take part in raising a child. If they saw a child on the road, they would contact a parent, why they're not at school or whatever. But everyone, you know, contributed towards raising that one child. Nobody got angry. The same now. We need to be happy for everyone so we raise a good community, a united community. Like material gain is nothing. It's nothing. We don't have to have what other people have. As long as we have a roof above our head, we've got clothes to wear, we've got food to eat, that is enough. Sometimes I wonder whether I'm abnormal because I'm now like 73 years old. But every time since I remember myself, the only dua I make is Allah Ta'ala must grant me peace and contentment. Why are we jealous? You know what? It's all on our hand. We can't say Allah is making this happen to us. No. Allah has given us a willpower. Allah has given us everything that we need. We need to work towards what we want for happiness. And if you're happy for others, you will definitely be happy.
Yes.
So it's all about our heart and soul. We need to pay attention to that.
Assalamualaikum. Ma, there's a few messages that have come through as well. We'll just go through that. The one saying that it took me a while to realize how to be happy for the next person. All I want now is for each and every person to be happy, and we should be happy for the next person as well. I find it sad that we as Muslims can't be happy for each other. When you hear some good news, just even saying the words mashallah when you see the next person progressing or being happy, say the words mashallah, make dua for them. In this way here, you will find that you will be happy for that people, and it will leave your own heart feeling happy, and it will create love and mahabbah between people as well.
Definitely. It's true. I mean, so when you see someone really, and then maybe Allah Ta'ala will also use that as a means of giving you the happiness that you are sharing with other people. Conversely, when you see another person's win as your loss, you pave the way for bitterness and resentment to set in. Rejoicing with others creates an opportunity to multiply the good times you get to celebrate. By seizing every chance to sincerely congratulate others on their success, you are creating an atmosphere for others to be willing to celebrate your success. And also, it gives you happiness in life. See, let us all face it, that there are very few occasions that we get where we are really, you know, have some such an achievement that gives us overall type of happiness. So all of a sudden, we get this particular type of situations where, you know, we're becoming happy for others. Then it increases your life's happiness. Because now you are creating in your life more happiness by sharing in the happiness of others. Because let's face it, many a times our daily life is mundane. I'm not saying that there isn't happiness or there is necessarily pain, but it's a mundane type of life. You carry on with your routine. There isn't an excessive aspect of joy. But now when you're starting to rejoice in the joy of others, you are getting more occasions and more time and more days where you are happy because you are sharing the happiness of others. So, and people are more likely to respond positively to you if they sense that you are truly happy for them.
Well, just a few minutes left. Anything else more I would like to add before we conclude?
No, I think this whole particular aspect, I think it's so, so important that we keep this in mind. The few examples that have been quoted, we quoted the example of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who said the three things that I have, that I hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me and Allah ta'ala will elevate me when I hear and I read about a beautiful verse of the Quran or a hadith. I wish that all Muslims would know or would know about it, all people would know about it. When I hear of a just ruler who is ruling amongst people, I'm happy on his account and I pray for him. When I hear of rains which fall on the land, it fills me with happiness, even if I don't benefit from it myself. Create that type of environment within you. Create that type of quality within you, that type of attribute. If you are unable to share in the joy of others, you will never be able to live a completely happy and fulfilling life. You will always find people who are happy. And if you are going to be sad, you are going to become more sad. You are going to create depression upon you. And of course, Muftizab has very beautifully quoted the example of Ka'b ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who, when he got the news of his repentance, how Sahaba rushed and competed with one another to give him the first news, and how he always used to remember people like Talha bin Ubaidullah who rejoiced with him, who embraced him at that particular time. So I think it's very, very important that we try and create this. You reap what you sow. So when you share in the joy of others, essentially you are multiplying your own happiness.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana, for the lovely program. As always, we love having Mawlana on air on Radio Islam International. And inshallah, we will speak to Mawlana next week.
Inshallah, Al-Aziz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.